Simon & Schuster Audio presents Always by Your Side by Julie Hayworth and read by Josie Charles. Chapter 1. Rose hesitated before knocking loudly on the new head teacher's door. A booming voice answered.
Come in.
Rose took a deep breath and tried to quash her nerves. She knew she wasn't one of Mr. Dawson's favourite teachers in the school, but she'd just taught an excellent lesson on fractions, and she was sure her lesson observation feedback would be fine. True, Dawson had been looking at her a little sternly during his observation, but that didn't mean anything sinister, did it?
Oh, Miss Hargreaves, do come in and take a seat, he said.
Rose looked around the room and managed to perch herself on the edge of a chair covered in piles of notebooks. Dawson's office really wasn't the tidiest place in the school.
Thank you for allowing me to sit in and observe your lesson this morning as part of your performance management review. How do you feel the lesson went?
As Dawson spoke, Rose saw the glimmer of a smirk appearing on his top lip. It was just visible under the grey hair of his moustache, which Rose also noticed still contained the traces of digestive biscuit he had clearly been enjoying before she'd entered the room. She shuddered internally.
I think it went well. The children were engaged with their learning and they all met their objectives by the end of the session.
Dawson broke out into a beaming grin, and Rose felt herself relax a little. She'd done it. She'd made it through the dreaded lesson observation, despite the warnings from her colleagues that the new head teacher was out to get her. Dawson's grin deepened, but there was something about his smile that didn't look quite right to Rose.
Unfortunately, Miss Hargreaves, I couldn't disagree with you more. I'm afraid to tell you that I've graded your lesson unsatisfactory. I'll be placing you on capability procedures with immediate effect and informing the governors of my decision at our meeting this evening. I'm sure you're aware that your temporary contract here at Trinity Grove Primary School is up for renewal. Unfortunately, your poor performance today has left me no choice but to recommend that your contract isn't renewed. If I were you, I'd start looking for teaching positions elsewhere.
Her jaw dropped, and she found her hands trembling. She wanted to argue back, to tell Dawson that this couldn't possibly be right. There was no way her lesson had been unsatisfactory. Since she'd qualified as a teacher 3 years ago...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?